John chapter 11 verse 4. John chapter 11 verse 4 in NIV. We can. John chapter 4 verse 11. Verse 4, I'm sorry. John chapter 11 verse 4. It says, when Jesus heard that, when Jesus heard this, Jesus said, this sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. Let's just lift up our hands to God and say, Lord, take glory over my life, over everything that pertains to me, everything I do. Let it be to your glory. Let it be to your glory. Let it be to your glory. Father, Lord, I just lift up this house to you. Let nothing be done for vain glory, but for God's glory. At the end of all things, let Jesus alone be glorified. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Please have your seat in his presence and welcome to God's house. Praise the Lord. How was your week, by the way? I hope you were not weak. Praise the Lord. We will not be weak in Jesus' name, but we'll be very strong. I would say be strong in the Lord. Don't forget this. All about us is not all there is about us, as if we know this is all we are. There's a spiritual aspect to every man. Praise the Lord. So you are not all I see. There are things, all I see about you is just an imprint of your spiritual part. Praise the Lord. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 23. Praise God. It says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. That word holy means completely, every part. And I pray God that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now don't forget this. The one we all know and relate to and kind of manage more regularly is the last one. If you look at that third row, I think it's the third row and all of it, right? He said spirit and soul and body. Now, the body is the last one that was created. The spirit is the first one there is. Praise the Lord. But when man fell, it reversed. The body became notorious. But when we become born again, the spirit takes the lead. Praise the Lord. Now, God has interest. This body is not going anywhere. We'll be given a new body at resurrection, but our spirit man must be alive to gain that resurrection. But God wants all this to be preserved blameless, to be well with all spirit, soul, and body. Now, this is the care that the good shepherd gives. Praise the Lord. The good shepherd gives attention to our spirit, our soul, and our body, so that all of it will be preserved how? Blameless. Let's go now to John chapter 10 verse 11. John chapter 10 verse 11. We see in that 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, God's care for the total man, the spirit, the soul, and the body. The care for our spirit man must take the lead so that we may be truly preserved. In John chapter 10 verse 11, he said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth life, his life for the sheep. At the vigil, we'll be looking at the good shepherd part 2 today. Good shepherd part 2. And under that, we'll be looking at the character of the good shepherd. How different is the good shepherd from the not good shepherd or the other shepherds? Praise the Lord. Or the bad shepherd. At the video, we learned that the shepherd is responsible for watching out for enemies trying to attack the sheep. Every of God's children are reckoned as sheep, not as goats. We see that in Psalm 100, verse 3 and 4. Psalm 100, verse 3 and 4. In that place, he said, know ye not that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are what? His people, and the sheep of his pasture. So God's children are likened to sheep. And why must it be sheep and not goats or foxes or cats? Because of the nature of the sheep. Sheep are vulnerable. Without shepherd, they faint and they feel scattered. In this environment, Jesus Christ said somewhere, he said, I send you as sheep among wolves, in Luke chapter 10, verse 3. When he was sending out the 70 elders, he said, go your way, behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Lambs are little or young sheep. That's the nature of the children of God. When Jesus was going, he didn't say, feed my goat. He said, feed my sheep, feed my lamb. They have no horn or any instrument of attack, unlike a goat. Maybe a goat can have, or you know, you have a stubborn heart. If you say don't come, you will still come. But the sheep, even if you scare the sheep, you are not even trying to attack the sheep, it will leave a threat on it. Very, 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 very weak. If you look at Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, in NIV will be good, my sister. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. Bible says, when Jesus saw the multitude, he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and what? Helpless, like sheep. So we see there that, you know, except with the defense and the protection of the shepherd, sheep are harassed and helpless. Remember, Jesus Christ said, the Bible says, the devil, like a roaring lion, goes about seeking whom he may devour. When Jesus Christ was being led to the cross, Bible says something which you must take note of. All of this, we learned all of this in the vigil. I'm just trying to get a background. In Acts chapter 8, verse 32, Acts chapter 8, verse 32, he said, the place of the scripture which he read was this: he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so he opened not his mouth. So even the sheep, when you are, you know, like leading the sheep into a very precarious situation, is so weak to respond. That's the nature of the sheep. That's why you and I need a shepherd. Praise the Lord. My dear brother and sister, you sure need a shepherd. So we said the shepherd watch over the sheep to defend the sheep or prevent the sheep or protect the sheep from an enemy trying to attack it, or also it provides healing for the wounded or sick sheep. He provides healing. The good shepherd or the shepherd provides healing for the wounded or sick sheep. Next, he also seek and save the lost or trapped sheep. Praise the Lord. He seeks out the lost or trapped sheep. You remember the testimony or the parable of Jesus Christ. He said a man has 100 sheep and he lost one of them. And then he left the 99. That's what the shepherd does. He left the 99 to go and seek and save that which was lost. He also provides a loving environment for them to hand their trusts. Praise the Lord. These are the work of the shepherd. In the Eastern culture, the shepherd naturally, before he takes the sheep out on grazing, he will anoint the sheep with oil on their head. And that oil is to prevent them from flies so that they will not be harassed. For those who are in, you know, animal rearing or in that industry, you notice oftentimes if you see some of these cattle or some of these animals, you know, they're trying to wave off flies coming upon their head, particularly the sheep. Now that's what the shepherd does. He anointed and that's why David said he anointed my head with oil. Praise the Lord, because physically the sheep is anointed with oil to ward off flies. When Jesus Christ came, he introduced himself to us as many things, including him being the light of the world, him being the true bread from heaven. And in this place he said, I am the good shepherd. So what is the nature or the character of this good shepherd different from other shepherds? And he said so in John chapter 10 verse 11. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. In verse 12 he said, but he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leave the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattered the sheep. And that's what Jesus Christ, that's what distinguished him in his care for the sheep. So the first thing we want to learn here about the character of the good shepherd is that he cares for the sheep. John chapter 10 verse 13. He said, the hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. My dear brother and sister, know this, that God cares for you. Praise the Lord. He cares for you. He knows, he cares for how you feel, he cares for what you are going through. And oftentimes, people say nobody cares. It's possible, but I tell you today, Jesus cares for you. The Bible says somewhere, he said, casting all your burden upon the Lord, for he does what? He cares for you. When we hold that understanding, it gives us comfort in very hard and bad time to trust the shepherd. John chapter 10 verse 9. Let's roll up John chapter 10 verse 9. Jesus Christ said that, he said, I am the door for the sheepfold or into the for the sheep. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find what? Pasture. That's the provision he makes for the sheep. He provides for them. He cares for them. If you remember in John chapter 6, Bible says Jesus Christ saw the multitude and them. He had compassion on them. And he asked the disciples, he said, do you have anything to offer these people? And they said, no. Let them go and find something to eat by themselves. Oh, you see John chapter 5 now. And he said, no, you give them something to eat. And Jesus Christ said, no. And Jesus Christ said, no, you give them something to eat. Why was he doing that? Because he cares for them. He said, they are like sheep that have no shepherd. John chapter 6. And he provided for them 5,000. He goes any length to make sure that the sheep is catered for. That's the nature of the good shepherd. In Psalm 78. Psalm 78. When God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, he demonstrated great care for them. In verse 14, John chapter 7, Psalm 78, verse 14. Did you see that? The Bible says here, it said, in the daytime also, God led them with a cloud, and all night with a light of fire. We learned in the first service, that light of fire is not only to provide light, as if, you know, to lighten them in the dark, but also to terrify their adversary, praise the Lord, so that they cannot come near them. To terrify, you know, like Bible says, you know, wild animals go out in the night to look for what to eat. But because of the fire of God that surrounds his sheep, they could not come near. Verse 15 says, he cleaved the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of great depth. The care of God for his sheep. He goes every length. Even though it's such a difficult thing to bring water out, nobody will expect water to come out of rock. But the good shepherd will do everything to make sure the sheep is fed. Look at verse 16. Verse 16 says, he brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. Why? Because he's the good shepherd. He cares for them. Anywhere he leads them, he goes ahead of them. You remember in John chapter 10, Bible says he came to his own and he brought them out, and they follow him, and he went ahead of them. Let's go to verse 52 of that same Psalm 78. Verse 52. The Bible says there, he said, he made his own people to go forth like sheep. This was when he brought them out of Egypt and gathered them in the wilderness. Like a flock, he was tending to them, knowing that they were vulnerable, weak, and need help. And in verse 53, he said he led them on safely, the good shepherd, so that they feared not, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. One of the duty or one of the responsibility of the good shepherd is that he defends the sheep from those who are seeking to attack them. So in his care for the sheep, he brings provisions, and he also leads the sheep so that they will be without fear. As we follow on the Lord, let's follow him home, knowing that he cares for us, and we'll find him demonstrating that care every moment in Jesus' name. We thank God for mommy's testimony. You know, she said she just said a simple prayer, or, you know, the woman just came and said, but you see, the light of that is because he sees that there's somebody with you who is making all of this possible, and that's the good shepherd. Number two, the good shepherd knows the sheep. He knows the sheep. Lighthouse, God knows you. He knows who you were, what you were, and what you will become. We see that in John chapter 10, verse 14. John chapter 10, verse 14. He said, I am the good shepherd, and I do what? I know my sheep. Praise God. That's why God would not be surprised at anything that happened to you and I. Why? Because he knows. We see that's why we read that account in John chapter 11, verse 4. When they came to tell Jesus that Lazarus was sick, he knows that sickness will not kill Lazarus. Praise the Lord. How did he know? He's the good shepherd. John chapter 11, verse 4. So when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. And that's where we see the relevance and accuracy of prophecies. You know, when God gives us a word of prophecy and say, Lord, even though the circumstance doesn't paint a picture that prophecy will come to pass, nonetheless, because the shepherd knows, praise the Lord, we sure see it to pass. Thank God for our sister's testimony. You know, daddy who she was praying for before is now praying for her. Give God a hand. Praise the Lord. To God alone be all the glory. And that's what God does. He does what? He knows the sheep. I remember some years ago, we had a situation at home, and we didn't even know that situation was coming up. But by the Holy Spirit, we just said a prayer that morning, and said, God, use your knowledge to save us today. You know, that day was like, you know, we just didn't know what prayer points to raise. But the Holy Spirit just said, okay, you know what? Lord, whatever you know about us, use it to save us today. Praise the Lord. And true to color, there was a major, major catastrophic thing that happened that would have, you know, really, really, you know, destabilized a lot of things. But God went ahead and took care of it. Praise the Lord. The good shepherd knows the sheep. Praise the Lord. You remember when Jesus was born and the wise men went to Herod. Nobody knew the heart of Herod. Even though Herod said he pretended as if, you know, he was going to worship, or he said, go and find out where he is and bring me words. Lighthouse, there's nothing about you God does not know. So you can trust him. Praise the Lord. And what did God do? He said, don't go back to him. He saved our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. So also when in the night, you know, he warned Joseph and said, escape with this child to Egypt, because there be many that are seeking to slay him. That's what God does by being you and I shepherd. He knows the sheep. Praise the Lord. Number three, he gathers them together. He does not allow the sheep to scatter. He does not allow it to go and wander around. You know, sometimes when you watch these animal channels, or you know, when the attacker comes, when the predator comes, he's looking to seek anyone that is detached from the team or from the herd, you know, so that they can, you know, exclude that one and then slay him. But Jesus Christ does not want that to happen to us. He wants us to be gathered together. Look at John chapter 10 verse 16. John chapter 10 verse 16. Jesus Christ said there, he said, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must, what? I must. You can see that it's like there is a compelling duty on that good shepherd to bring them. He said, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall be one fold and one shepherd. Praise the Lord. God cares for the, you know, for the unity, for the wellness, you know, for being in one fold. You know, look at what he did about the Gentiles and the Jews. You know, he said he took away the wall of partition and make both one. So there's no longer Gentile, there's no longer Jew, but one fold which belongs to Jesus Christ. Let's thank God. Let's give Jesus a big hand of applause. He did so much, so much, so much, so much, so much. Not only in the context of bringing the sheep together like that, but also binding the hearts of the men together. You know, Bible says he came to bind up the brokenhearted. He came to heal. He came to deliver. He came so that you and I can be whole. Praise the Lord. You can trust him. You can depend on him. He wants you to be complete. We saw that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, we read before. He said, now the God of peace make you whole, both spirits. So he doesn't want our spirit failing, or our body failing, or our soul failing, but all of them complete, whole in him. The good shepherd binds up. He does not scatter. Jesus Christ said somewhere, he said, he that does not gather with me does what? Scatter. So we saw that he wants to gather them into one sheep. And none of us will scatter in Jesus' name. Amen. Lastly, he's approved by the Father. Praise God. You know, because of his care for the sheep, God wants us to trust him. Jesus Christ said somewhere, he said, everyone that had come before me, they are thieves and they are robbers. They did not like meet the counsel that is in the heart of the Father. But in verse 17, John chapter 10, verse 17, he said, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. I lay down my life. Therefore, my Father loveth me. So we see there the approval of the Father on him. You know why? Because he went every way others will not go. Bible says he's the true and the good shepherd. On the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus was transfigured and there was a voice from heaven. And, you know, that voice said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. My dear brother and sister, and that's why there is no other, you know, salvation in any other area. You know, nothing appeals or equals what Jesus Christ did for you and I. He did it completely and God approved of it. This good shepherd, please, let's trust him with all our heart and depend on him. Why? Because God approved him. Praise the Lord. God approved him. Bible says there is no other way, there is no other name given amongst men wherein we must be saved but the name of Jesus. Bible says whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Please don't neglect it, don't defy it. Come to him. In fact, Jesus Christ said, come to me, everyone that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So we see this morning three things, or four things, that are the nature, the character of the good shepherd. He cares for the sheep. Out of his care, he makes provision for them. He leads them. He brings them out of precarious situations. He defends and directs them. Number two, he knows the sheep. Praise the Lord. You can trust him for tomorrow. You can know that by God. You see, in Psalm 23, he said, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. In Psalm 1, he said, the Lord know the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish. He knows the way we take. He knows the things that pertain to us. You can trust in him completely. I want you to renew your confidence in the Lord this morning, because the good shepherd cares for you. Lastly, he gathers. He will not let our lives scatter in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that is lost, he will locate it and bring it back. He will bring restoration in Jesus' name. Whatever is damaged, he will repair in the name of Jesus. Whatever is destroyed, he will recreate in the name of Jesus. Bible says the good shepherd lays down his life for his friend. And lastly, God approves him. Praise God. There is no other name given amongst men. That's why we pray in the name of Jesus. He said, whatsoever ye ask the Father in my name, he will do it. Why? It is him that God approves. Let's stand up on our feet and begin to give God thanks for this good shepherd. The nature of the good shepherd. He knows what you are going through. He knows. Bible says we have not an high priest that is not touched by our feelings. He knows everything. He knows everything. He knows everything. He knows everything. Nathanael was not even near him when he began to tell Nathanael, when you were sitting under the juniper tree, I saw you. I saw you when you were there. And the man wondered, how come? How did he know this? Why? Because he's the good shepherd. Bible says he went to the pool of Bethesda and he saw a man there. And Bible says he knew he's been there for 38 years. Praise the Lord. Nobody told him the story. I want us to, you know, commit to God today. Lord, let your knowledge help me. Oh, you may not even know what is ahead tomorrow, but the good shepherd knows tomorrow. He knows. Sometimes somebody say, we don't know how this thing will turn. But I tell you, Jesus Christ knows. Let's commit the future to him. Let's trust him with it. He's the good shepherd. He has lived there. Father, Lord, we just want to thank you. Oh, he cares also. The Bible says, now may the God of peace keep you perfect, keep you whole, body, soul, and spirit, that nothing about you be broken or lost. Lighthouse, let's commit ourselves to him. Father, Lord, just keep us, oh God. Let your knowledge keep us. Father, Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Bible says he gathers his own. Whatever is stolen, whatever is lost. We thank God for that testimony of my sister. She said, now that he's taking charge. That's a gathering right there. We thank God. Father, Lord, we just bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, let your presence, let your glory, let your hand. Father, commit. He said, commit your ways unto the Lord because he cares for you. Cast your burden upon him because he cares for you. There's nobody who cares for us like the good shepherd. He's the good shepherd. He knows where the water can come from. He can bring water out of a rock from unexpected sources. He can bring solution and he will comfort for us. Father, Lord, we just want to thank you. And of course, Bible says if he loses one, he will leave that one, he will leave 99 and go after the one that is lost. Why? Because of his care. He doesn't want them scattered, he wants them gathered. Father, Lord, we just want to thank you. We bless you, Lord. Let's just worship the Lord with that song.